Sienna startled beside Langdon, her eyes reeling upward, clearly expecting to see the soldiers staring down at her. But nobody was there. "They're going through her laptop now," the voice continued about 10 feet away. "I don't have a report yet, but it is definitely the same machine we traced when Langdon accessed his Harvard email account." On hearing this news, Sienna turned to Langdon in disbelief, gaping at him with an expression of shock, and then betrayal. Langdon was equally stunned. "That's how they tracked us?" It hadn't even occurred to him at the time. "I just needed information." Before Langdon could convey an apology, Sienna had turned away, her expression going blank. "That's correct," the soldier said, arriving at the entrance to the third chamber, a mere 6 feet from Langdon and Sienna. Two more steps and he would see them for certain. "Exactly," he declared, taking one step closer. Suddenly the soldier paused. "Hold on a second." Langdon froze, bracing to be discovered. "Hold on, I'm losing you," the soldier said, and then retreated a few steps into the second chamber. "Bad connection. Go ahead." He listened for a moment, then replied. "Yes, I agree, but at least we know who we're dealing with." With that, his footsteps faded out of the grotto, moved across a gravel surface, and then disappeared completely. Langdon's shoulders softened, and he turned to Sienna, whose eyes burned with a mixture of fear and anger. "You used my laptop?" she demanded. "To check your email?" "I'm sorry. I thought you'd understand. I needed to find out."
"That's how they found us. And now they know my name."
"I apologize, Sienna. I didn't realize." Langdon was racked by guilt. Sienna turned away, staring blankly at the bulbous stalagmite on the rear wall. Neither one of them said anything for nearly a minute. Langdon wondered if Sienna remembered the personal items that had been stacked on her desk, the playbill from A Midsummer Night's Dream and press clippings about her life as a young prodigy. Does she suspect I saw them? If so, she wasn't asking, and Langdon was in enough trouble with her already that he was not about to mention it.
"They know who I am,"
Sienna repeated, her voice so faint that Langdon could barely hear her. Over the next 10 seconds, Sienna took several slow breaths, as if trying to absorb this new reality. As she did so, Langdon sensed that her resolve was slowly hardening. Without warning, Sienna scrambled to her feet.
"We should go," she said. "It won't take long for them to figure out we're not in the costume gallery."
Langdon stood up with her. "Yes, but go where?"
"Vatican City."
"I beg your pardon?"
"I finally figured out what you meant before, what Vatican City has in common with the Bubbly Gardens."
She motioned in the direction of the little gray door.
"That's the entrance, right?"
Langdon managed a nod. "Actually, that's the exit, but I figured it was worth a shot. Unfortunately, we can't get through." Langdon had heard enough of the guard's exchange with the soldier to know this doorway was not an option.
"But if we could get through?"
Sienna said, a hint of mischief returning to her voice.
"Do you know what that would mean?"
A faint smile now crossed her lips.
"It would mean that twice today you and I have been helped by the same Renaissance artist."
Langdon had to chuckle, having had the same thought a few minutes ago. "Vasari, Vasari." Sienna grinned more broadly now, and Langdon sensed she had forgiven him, at least for the moment.
"I think it's a sign from above," she declared, sounding half-serious. "We should go through that door."
"Okay, and we'll just march right past the guard?" Sienna cracked her knuckles and headed out of the grotto.
"No, I'll have a word with him."
She glanced back at Langdon, the fire returning to her eyes.
"Trust me, Professor, I can be quite persuasive when I have to be."